This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. It's a great pleasure to welcome Charlie Cook of the National Review Online. I've enjoyed Charlie's remarks with his colleagues for quite some time, and it is wit I recommend to everyone. The news these days can be grim and momentarily can be frightening given the tariff disputes. However, there is wit there to find, and years later you reflect, what was I worried about? Charlie, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. You've written recently for the new Civitas Institute, Civitas Outlook. Your memories of being a child in Britain before and after Margaret Thatcher, you reach back to your parents' experience before Margaret Thatcher and your experience after Margaret Thatcher. The payoff here is that it was a bright, shining world thanks to Margaret Thatcher. But let's begin at the beginning. There was a moment that Britain, recovering from the Great War in 1945, veered into what we now regard as cradle-to-grave socialism. What did that mean for your parents, who I believe met and married in the 1970s? What was the world to them, what, almost 30 years after the war? Good evening to you, Charlie.
Good evening. Well, it's really a remarkable roller coaster of a story. My mother's father was born in 1918, and at that point, the British Empire was larger than it had ever been or would ever be. The zenith of the British Empire was between about 1918 and 1923. And if you fast forward 50 years from then, you start to see a decline in the late 1960s. Into the 1970s, in which Britain becomes known as the sick man of Europe. And what that looks like is not just economic dysfunction, which I think marked out much of the Western world. The United States economy was poor in the 1970s as well. But political dysfunction, where the unions are effectively running the government. You have union officials who will say quite publicly that they will bring down the government if the government doesn't give them what they want. You have inefficiencies in industry. You have a total lack of confidence in Britain that went from having an empire to not really knowing what its role on the world stage was to be, certainly post-Suez. And you have a lack of prospects for young people, which led to a brain drain. And if you go back a few years before my parents met in 1976, 10 years, in fact, there's the famous song on Revolver by the Beatles, Taxman. One for you, 19 for me, George Harrison sings. That was the tax rate the Beatles were paying. One for you, 19 for me. And that is not the sort of economic environment that people who are ambitious or talented want to stay in. And so a huge number of people left Britain and they moved around the world to Australia, Canada, the United States, France, Germany, and so forth. And the point I was trying to make was that prior to Mrs. Thatcher's election in 1979, Britain really was in a very bad way, of the sort that as a child who grew up in the 1990s, I could never have imagined. My parents had rolling blackouts. The trash was piling up in the streets. Huge numbers of really important industries were run by the government, the railways, the telephone companies. Were the ones that they saw firsthand, but most of the industries had been nationalized in the 1940s and 50s. And it was just not a good place to be. Meanwhile, you have inflation is through the roof. To fight it, you have high interest rates. It was in trouble.
I tell my story of arriving at Edinburgh in 1973 for the New College Seminary, an American graduate student, looking for adventure in the world. And Scotland is charming and romantic, but there was a day that I went down to the new town, Princes Street, which is where the commercial center of the country, of the city is, and of Scotland, and was struck by a work crew on the road fixing, I think, a pothole or a bump in the road. And there was one man working and five or six, is my memory, standing around watching him. And yeah. I puzzled what I was seeing. And I think this is a municipal version of the union domination of the environment. This was during Harold Wilson's
Right.
Well, there was an election in 74. I witnessed the election that transferred the conservative Mr. Heath's power into the labor Mr. Wilson's power. But the reason I mentioned that is because it didn't matter. Both parties were guilty of the same. What was it? What was the spirit at the time that they could allow it to drift to that?
Well, I think after the Second World War, a couple of things happened. The first was that the British Empire came to a close and Britain was bankrupt after World War II. And so Britain handed over its former role to the United States. Suddenly the United States was the preeminent naval power. And that, coupled with what was a totally reasonable process of decolonization, left Britain unsure as to what it was for. That in turn coincided with, and I think this happened everywhere in the world, a movement toward post-World War II utopian thinking, some of which was understandable, and a belief in expertise. Now, in America, that belief in expertise was most famously felt in foreign policy, where you have Robert McNamara in charge of Vietnam. And when that collapses, you get the Reagan Revolution of the 1970s. But I think Vietnam was probably the crux of it, because in other areas, that belief in expertise in the United States did actually bear fruits. For example, with the moon landing of 1969, that was a good example of experts getting it right. In Britain, the belief in expertise infected every part of the government, and central planning became the norm. And the results were absolutely awful, but there was no counterbalance. Britain did not become the world's largest economy, the world's largest superpower, unlike the United States. Britain did not land on the moon. So as well as this decline in economic fortunes, you had this cultural malaise. And by the late 1970s, both parties had been operating on that assumption for years, maybe two decades. And it took someone like Margaret Thatcher to come along. And at first, her ideas were unpopular and say, this is not how we do it. We need to get back to something else. And that's the next part of the story.
Charlie Cook from the National Review Online, writing at Civitas Institute about Margaret Thatcher. When we come back, here comes the rescue.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.